Good evening. It has been another day of lots of talk and no action, what we have sadly come to expect from our leaders 13 days after they allowed much of the U.S. government to run aground. And as if the pain the government shutdown has inflicted on average Americans isn't enough, in just over 72 hours, this will go from bad to worse. That's when the debt ceiling expires. Almost 80 times since 1960, Congress has raised or adjusted that limit without drama. Contrary to what some may think, raising the debt ceiling does not give the government authority to take on new spending, only to pay the bills it already has, things like Social Security, military pay, and veterans benefits. Paying those bills is expected to burn through the country's cash on hand by the end of the month, leaving the U.S. for the first time ever in default. So exactly what are the White House and Congress doing to avoid it? We're covered on both ends of Washington, starting tonight with Kelly O'Donnell on Capitol Hill, where frustration spilled into the streets for a time today. Kelly?
Sure did, Lester. With those dire consequences just days away, tonight the Senate and Republican top officials responsible for finding a solution had just one phone call and made no progress. Senators are divided over how much federal spending should be permitted in a budget extension that would reopen the government and how long any new borrowing limit should last. Today, this impasse brought out anger and emotion. Voices from across the political divide brought their frustrations to Washington's landmarks today. Both liberal and conservative protests. The far larger turnout, Tea Party-inspired demonstrators toppled and stacked barricades in front of the White House. Today, barricades became a symbol of anger over closed monuments and were cut apart and carried from the closed World War II memorial.
All these people are down here because things are broken. It's broken all the way around.
The memorial has become a flashpoint for conservatives. Tea Party stars Sarah Palin and Senator Ted Cruz were there.
Our veterans should be above politics. Enough games.
Inside the Capitol, senators were on the job today.
I'm optimistic about the prospects for a positive conclusion.
The Senate's top party leaders are talking.
It's a breakthrough. Hard to imagine, but it's a breakthrough.
These Senate negotiations are now considered the best chance to reopen government and renew the government's ability to borrow, known as the debt ceiling, which runs out this week.
I think it's not a good idea to go through the debt ceiling deadline.
But House Republicans are suspicious about a Senate compromise and maintain that a deal that reduces government debt would make the pain of this gridlock worthwhile.
And the short-term sacrifice of a shutdown is inconsequential if you change spending patterns in the United States of America and get us on a path of growth and prosperity.
Today, many who came out to be heard say they are out of patience.
My own personal opinion is I blame actually the Congress, not the president.
Whatever you want, shutdown, whatever you want, no!
And tonight's sources say even with no progress today, they still believe within a day or so the Senate could come up with an agreement. But what remains unclear, how House Republicans will react.